which is a new Rinpoche revival, which I just mentioned, Message 7. What about we all read the title together? Ready? The Bread of Life. One more time.
The Bread of Life.
I think it's a timely word, because in the very beginning of a new year, the Lord reminds again that He is our bread of life. He is the source of our new year. We'll do everything by partaking the bread of life. When it comes to this title, the bread of life, I believe this is very familiar to most of us, right? We mentioned a couple times throughout the year, so the conferences or trainings. The burden in this message, in this week, is not just merely to introduce again the bread of life in our hourly way, but actually it's more experiential, it's more subjective way. Because, you know, when the Lord presents Himself as bread of life to us, are we just look at the bread, admiring the bread, and just to appreciate bread by the hour, you know, the hour and subjective objective way? No, the Lord wants us to eat Him, to eat the bread, because the main purpose for the Lord to becoming bread, because He wants to supply us, He wants to reconstitute us. Yes. But if we are just looking at the bread and knowing the bread in our way, there is no way for the Lord to supply, to encourage, and even reconstitute us. So the burden in this week is the Lord wants us to eat the bread, and furthermore, He wants us to properly digest and assimilate the bread into our inner being.
Amen.
So what about we all read Roman numeral 1 together?
If we read John 6 carefully, we shall have a deep impression of this chapter and pay attention to the sequence of 7 crucial points.
Well, there are 7 crucial points regarding to the process that the Lord has went through. And the Lord needs to went through this process because He wants to be the bread of life to us. Because when the Lord was put on the throne, we cannot partake of Him. When the Lord was a man, our man, we cannot partake Him in such a physical way. So that the Lord needs to go through the process and become the form of the Spirit, so that we can partake Him as a life-giving Spirit. So this morning I was really appreciating that, you know, the cup and the bread signify the Lord's death right on the cross. And the Lord, He died not only to redeem us, to wash away our sins, but more importantly, it's because by passing through this process, He can become a life-giving Spirit, become the bread of life for us to enjoy and to partake of. And you know, this process is not that easy.
Amen.
You need to spend time on the earth as a regular human being, and then He was tortured. He hurt on the cross and died and become the life-giving Spirit. So, you know, when we partake the bread and cup, we did not take it so easily, but we need to know there's such a deep significance in the cup of bread. What about we continue to Romans chapter 2? The primary purpose for which the Lord Jesus came down of heaven to the earth was to accomplish one central matter, to give Himself to us as food, the bread of life, so that He could be eaten by us as spiritual nourishment and be digested by us to become our constitution. You know, if you were in the current, like, latest December semi-annual training, you know, the bread of life actually is really related to the message 4, like, in the current training, which is the heavenly manna. You know, in that message, we mentioned that when Jehovah brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, right, And the Lord knew that the constitution of the children of Israel was still Egyptian, right? Outwardly, they made looks like Israel people, but inwardly, they still have diet, they have preference, they have their constitution still Egyptian. So that the Lord, the children of Israel, they were not qualified to build up the temple for the Lord. And, you know, I really appreciate what the Lord did at that time. He did not blame the children of Israel, and he did not correct them in an hourly way. Actually, he sent the heavenly manna down from the heaven, and so that when children of Israel, they partake the heavenly manna, their constitution can be changed in according to God's desire, and eventually they can be qualified to build up God's temple. So in the New Testament is the same principle. When we were saved, but inwardly, after we were saved, inwardly, we still have the constitution of other things, so many other things. But the Lord, He became life in spirit, the bread of life, amen, in order to reconstitute us so that we will be qualified to build up God's temple. So I appreciate the primary purpose for the Lord become a man, went through the process and became life in spirit. It's because He wants us to partake and digest, and eventually our constitution can be refreshed and we will become like God in life and nature. What about we continue to read Roman numeral 3?
Chapter 6 of the Gospel of John is a detailed discourse on the Lord Jesus being the bread of life. He declared, "I am the bread of life."
There's quite a few points here, but I just want to highlight a few points. So point A, number 4, it says we all should concentrate on one thing. Which thing? It's eating Christ and then living by what we have eaten of Him. So what is a Christian life? A Christian life is a life of eating Christ. And the overall title of this morning revival is Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ. You know, we are what we eat. So if we eat the Lord every day, spontaneously, we will express what we eat, right? We will express the Christ we ate every day. So next, point B, it says, work not for the food which perishes, but for the food which abides unto eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. So the Lord wants us to partake of this tree of life, this true bread. But remember, the Lord has an enemy, and the enemy, He also knows that if the children of Israel, or even us, the children of God, are distracted from eating the true bread and feed on all other things, then God's economy cannot be fulfilled. So we need to be reminded day by day, there's so many options that we can feed on this in this world. But the Lord reminds us day by day, we need to feed on this true bread, which is the Lord Himself. So point C says, my Father gives you the true bread out of heaven. Amen. For the bread of God is He who comes down out of heaven and gives light to the world. May that all of us can be reminded and feed on this true bread in 2025. Amen. And last few points I want to highlight before I conclude is point six under C. It says when we eat this bread and digest it, it becomes our constitution, and we are joined and mingled with the Lord as one. You know, to eat the bread is one thing, but to digest and assimilate is another thing. Because you may eat breakfast, but if you rush it, then those things do not, if those things does not properly digest, assimilate by us, then we won't be supplied, right? And that's called indigestion. You know, if we properly digest the bread, like physically, the bread will be broken down into small pieces, right? So it becomes to a small molecule, and eventually we cannot tell by which is bread and which is our human cell. Those things become one. So spiritually speaking, when we properly digest and assimilate the Lord as the bread of life, eventually the Lord and us will be blended together, will make us one. So, and how will we properly digest and properly assimilate the bread of life is by opening to the Lord, allow Him to make Himself in our heart whenever we come to the Word. So this is another burden in this message. First, we eat the Lord. And secondly, we properly digest, assimilate what we eat, so that eventually the Lord can make a way through in our inner being and we can be reconstituted as a proper element from the Lord. Lastly, can we always read Romans numeral 4?
It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are Spirit and are life.
So I really appreciate that the Lord nowadays, He's life-giving Spirit, and the Spirit is in the Word. So we need to come to the Word day by day to eat the Word of the bread of life.
Amen.
May the Lord bless our 2025. We can be those feed on the bread of life every day by reading the Word, exercising our spirit, and properly digest and assimilate the bread of life. I will stop here, and as you can tell, we have quite a few saints out of town, so we have adequate time for everyone to share. And you know, we don't need to be limited on sharing this message, because what we enjoy day by day, it's a bread of life.
Amen.
Like, so we can share whatever we enjoy throughout our week. And I believe that would be so rich, and all of us can be strengthened.
Amen.
I wasn't following the morning revival this week, but based on the video training and different things I've been eating throughout the week, I've just been impressed that the Lord's way is by dispensing Himself into us.
Amen.
I feel like outwardly, that's not my way, and I have to be reminded again and again, this is the Lord's way, is to dispense Himself into us. This is how He gains what He's after. And I was really impressed this week in Revelation, in the life study of Revelation. It's a really strong warning about what's to come and how we should live. And just as I was reading the life study, I felt kind of shocked. Oh Lord, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be in the world. I don't want to be filled with the things that happen when you return.
Amen.
And it caused me to just seek the Lord.
Amen.
How can I be an overcomer?
Amen.
And I appreciated, I appreciated seeing that the Lord's blessing to us is in this life is not something outward, something material. But actually His true blessing to us is to give His very self to us.
Amen.
And His blessing to us is to change who we are by constitution.
Amen.
His real blessing to us is to constitute us with Him, with His very self.
Amen.
There's a part in Revelation that says, I think He says to the church in Philadelphia that He will write, if they would exercise their little power, He would write His name, the name of His Father, the name of the city, the New Jerusalem, on us. And the writing of His name on us means that we are becoming God. And this happens through our eating, like the brother was sharing, and through our drinking of the Lord. This is what we're pursuing after. Christ is our goal and our prize. And in our church life, in our daily life, this is what our heart should be for others. It's not rules and outward regulations and all these other things that are not Christ. Our goal is to feed. And I was impressed in the video training that the Lord's heart is to feed us and to give us to drink. Sometimes I look at myself and I'm like, wow, I'm still really Egyptian. And I will try different ways to make myself less Egyptian, less worldly, and more of the Lord. But you can't do anything about it. You just are what you are. The only thing we can do, the only thing the Lord wants to do is to feed us. And that's not a rule. That's not a regulation. That's not an obligation. You just have to eat to live.
Amen.
And the Lord, as the bread of life, as the manna to us, is something enjoyable to us. It's something sweet to us. It's something that we cannot go without if we want to live. I can't live without eating humanly. So I felt like there's just an adjustment in my view of the Lord, in my Christian life, and the view a view of the Lord as my sustenance. Like, the Lord is enjoyable, and He's something.
Amen.
He's the food and the drink that we cannot live without.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thanks, God. Thank you. Hold my arm up here. I'll follow our sister. This chapter is so the people. Well, let me just. In Exodus 16, it's on the experience of manna, the experience of manna. So the beginning. So Christ here in John 6, He said twice at least, "I'm the bread of life." He said in several different ways, "I am the bread. I'm the bread." So, for example, He said, "The bread of God is He who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So the bread is He, is a He, is a person. He said, "I am this bread. I'm the bread of life." So the bread of life means that it's the nature of the bread. The nature of the bread is the Zoe, the divine life. But the people in verse 27, the people that came across the sea were, He fed the 5,000. And then they're still following the Lord, and He said, "You come to me because you ate and you were filled." But then He says, "But what were they filled with?" So what they ate satisfied them. So we're talking about eating, but we're also talking about being satisfied. So He said, "You came to me because you ate and were satisfied." But then He says, "Work not for the food that perishes." So how about us? So, you know, this week especially, I guess it's just a simple thing to say. I was just condemned again and again and again. But we shouldn't feel so bad when we're condemned, because when the children of in Exodus 16, I think it's verse 10, it says that the glory of God appeared to them. So the glory of God, when we get shined on, it's the Lord is saving us. He's saving us from where we are and what we're doing by condemning us. So the shining, the glory, the shining is He's actually saving us from our situation, from our condition. Anyway, in verse 3, the children of Israel were murmuring. They were murmuring in the wilderness. And there's the footnote, it talks about, so they were murmuring, they were desiring the food that they had been eating, the Egyptian food, the worldly things and amusements. They were desiring that to satisfy them. So the footnote says, it's very wonderful, it says, by eating the Passover lamb, by eating the lamb and by going out of Egypt, it did not It did not change their constitution. And it says it did not change their taste. It didn't change their taste. So the Lord not only wants us to eat, He wants us to eat Him as our unique spiritual food. He doesn't want us to eat anything to be satisfied with, to have a taste for anything else. So our Christian life is a matter of progressing in our eating the Lord more and more continually. And eating other things and tasting, having a taste for other things less and less and less. And one thing that the Lord does is He shines on us and He condemns us. This is a salvation to us, saving us, you know, bringing us back on track to eat the Lord and thus have a taste for the Lord. Anyway, so I thought that was very fantastic to see that the Lord is, He's, our taste is what signifies where we are, what we want to eat, and what we eat is what we're satisfied with. It satisfies us. But He said, we have jobs. Most of us have some, we're retired, but most of us have jobs. So are we eating our job? Are we trying to be satisfied with, you know, our job or whatever it is? Are we trying to be satisfied with our family? Are we trying to be satisfied with our spouse? What are we desiring? What do we have a taste for? So the Lord is in the business of changing our eating, changing our diet, and this will change our constitution, and also our taste changes. So He's in the bit. He wants us. He is in the business of changing our desire, what we desire to feed on, to satisfy us. So our Christian life is little by little to change our relationship with the Lord. It is to be strengthened in the way of, especially in the way of our taste. What is it that we desire? What is it that will satisfy us? So that He's bringing us more and more and more to eat Him as the bread of life. Not the food that perishes, but the eternal, the bread of life. So He's changing us from focusing on external things, material things, even psychological things, to Himself as the lasting, eternal, the eternal food. That eternal life means the uncreated and the eternal, you know, it lasts forever. It lasts forever. Anyway, so praise the Lord that this is the, anyway, there's, I hope someone speaks about the marvelous sequence of the, in John 6. But, so we need to, end this way. We need to eat Him, especially in John 6 is revealed that we need His Word. We need the Word of God. So we need to spend time in the Word. And my experience is I need to be praying this Word through the day. And so the shining is, oh, Tom, you're just... And by praying this Word through the day, I'm fellowshipping with the Lord. And I fellowship with the Lord using His Word. Then the shining is, Tom, you're not praying. You're not praying my word. You're not fellowshipping with me. You're just, what are you doing, Brother Tom? Anyway, so that's the exposure. Anyway, so we eat the Lord especially by contacting the Lord in His Word, and then we receive Him as the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. You know, in doctors, the nutritionists usually said to us, people usually live to eat instead of eating to live, right? And when people live to eat, then when we get sick, we get many diseases and all of that. When I look at the contrast, in the spirit is different. The spirit, when we're born again, when we receive the Lord, actually, we are alive again with the Lord. We live to eat. And then we need to start to keep eating to live. Because it says in verse 47, the Lord says, in verse 35, he said, I am the bread of life. And in verse 51, he said, I am the living bread. See, the Lord, the people of Israel, they knew the bread of life. They knew the spirit. But they didn't know the living bread. See, the Lord said, you search the scripture, but you don't want to receive me. Because you don't want to believe in me. Right? So we need to, how do we eat this living bread? By reading the word. By eating the word. Because the word is the living bread. If we read the Bible every morning, every day in the morning, and also all day, if you get a chance, or call His name, says here, once we call His name, we're eating the Lord. You know, calling His name is eating the Lord. Paul says, pray, unceasingly pray, right? Now, how can we unceasingly pray all day when we're working, going through a lot of things, you know? Well, calling the name of the Lord. That's unceasingly pray. In a way, right? That's what Brother Lee said, right? And saints, we need to eat. We need to eat because the word is the real food. And it says here, Jesus, the name of the Spirit, is the person. See, the Spirit is the person, but we need to eat them by praying. Well, like Brother said, we need to pray. We need to repent every day. We need to repent because we have this sinful nature inside working too every day. This sinful nature, we call it the satanic nature, is always trying to pull us to his side, to Egypt, right? Back to Egypt all the time. So now, saints, we need to pray, trust in the Lord, don't trust in ourselves. We need to be humble. Because we're very proud. We say, we're very proud. We have this sinful nature inside of us. You know? You can see the pride sometimes, you know. I know people look at me, I know, so this guy might be proud. But we need to pray. To repent, ask the Lord, I wanna deny myself. I cannot do it also. So we need to tell the Lord, please, take this natural life of and give me your divine life to grow with you. Amen. This is a really, really wonderful message. We need to eat not only the bread of life, but the living bread by reading the Word of God.
Amen. Thanks. I really enjoyed that. You know, the brother emphasized this matter of the eating. What kind of Christians are we? We are eating Christians. Everything is eating. And, you know, we all get together all the time. We're always eating. That's the truth. And so the thing is that what does God really want? He really wants an expression of himself. In Genesis 1:26, we see the image and dominion, right? He wants us to be the same as he is so that he can be expressed. How can we express it? By eating. Because we can't express it because we have an Egyptian constitution. Right. And so because we are incapable of expressing him, we have to take something in to change us, to change us into him. And because only he can express himself. And so only when we become him is that he will have this expression. And there are so many verses in the Bible. So we see that, you know, the Lord took the children of Israel out of Egypt by eating. He actually gave them the Passover lamb so they could be strengthened to go in. He gave them the manna. They got tired of the manna. And interestingly enough, you know, in message 4 of this training, they gave us all these about 16 different characteristics of the manna. And the manna actually possessed everything that they need for their sustenance, for their physical being. They didn't need anything else. Like they didn't need, you know, this vitamin and that vitamin because everything was. All the vitamins were in that manna. And, of course, you know, we know that just like us, you know, their taste was totally Egyptian. So this was bland, you know, this, what is it? It's this wafer. It didn't taste like anything, you know. So, but eventually, you know, everything is in this food.
Amen.
One of the aspects that I have to tie this in with a lot of the characteristics of the manna is that everything, it even has detoxifying elements. Do you know that, you know, the coriander seed is actually cilantro, takes out heavy metals. You know, everything in this food takes out everything that we has to come out. Mm-hmm. All the Egyptian stuff has to come out. All those heavy metals, all that, the coriander seed does that. You know, there's so many characteristics of the manna.
Mm-hmm.
And that everything comes out of that. Because eventually, when they entered the good land, the manna stopped. And they had to now labor. They had to labor and eat of what they, you know, produced.
Amen.
But for that, you know, the Lord took them 40, you know, all these years to be reconstituted. Otherwise, they wouldn't, you know, the expression comes out of the food. And that's why, you know, the brother said something that this eating will eventually cause us to live the kind of life that the Lord lived. Right? And so only by eating this can we have this life.
Yes.
Jeremiah 15:16 says, your words were found and I ate them.
Yes.
And your words became to me the gladness and joy
Amen.
Of my heart.
Yes.
And so we see that there is an issue of the eating, there is an issue.
Amen.
But if we don't eat, you know, there can be no change in us. And so we need to take time to behold him, because what actually is eating is taking something that is outside, we're bringing it inside, and then it has to be digested to produce that you know that person, you know, our anxieties, you know, our all of those things are taken
Amen.
Away by our eating. Our tranquility comes from eating.
Amen.
You know, today doctors are prescribing all these antidepressants. It's rampant.
Oh,
you don't feel good. Have one of these. Oh, have one of these. Because we're all, you know, everybody we live in this anxiety world. But if we ate the Lord, you know, all these nutrients are there. And
Amen.
Even to the Amen. Point of ecstasy, imagine you being beside ourselves, you know, and Tom touched on the taste. You know, it takes away our taste for other things.
Right.
You know, when I eat well, I don't desire certain things. But when I don't eat well, I want all the bad things. It's like it's a vicious circle. And the Lord left us all these riches. You know, even the children of Israel, they were complaining. And the Lord wasn't angry. He just said, oh, they're complaining because they're hungry.
Yeah.
You know, let's give them to eat. You know, we know that even Moses, he got impatient with them and called them, you rebels, you know, because they complained and complained. But God, at that time, you know, God knew that they were hungry. And he says, just talk to the rock so it'll give you food.
Amen.
And so many times, you know, our taste is so Egyptian that we don't eat. And it's a daily thing. We can't skip a day. In fact, three times a day or more we have to eat. So I just really enjoy
Amen.
That it is this eating that makes
Amen.
Us God in life and nature,
Amen.
But not in the Godhead. It is
Amen.
this eating that causes us to live like the Lord and to express Him.
Amen.
Amen.
Sister and Sister Christine, maybe to hear more portions, maybe we can a little bit
time.
Yeah.
Since I have to serve, so I just want to quickly share, since this is the first Lord's Table of the year, something that Brother Ron Kangas shared that really touched me. And throughout, from Thanksgiving conference through this training also, is the matter of personal, having a personal relationship with the Lord. He said it's a personal situation in everything. And he asked the saints, by what tree have you been living in 2024? He said 95% of time our living is by the tree of knowledge.
Yeah.
Saints,
right.
By the tree of knowledge.
Yeah.
We need to eat of the tree of life.
Amen.
And are we willing, saints? This is 2025. This is January 5th. Are we willing before the Lord to pay the price? So each one of us has to ask, And I had to answer a question at the very end of this message was, the great mystery is the mystery of Christ and the church. But the question was, what does that mean to you? And I was reflecting this before the Lord. It means each one of us will have a different interpretation of this great mystery, depending on what our personal relationship is with the Lord, how strong our spirit is, how much eating we have really done in our daily living. So, Saints, I am very, I feel very exposed, and I am already starting, Lord, you know, to take care of my daily eating. Amen. And this is a personal thing, Saints. It's not for you to say how much I need to eat. I have to look at myself, how much I am eating of the tree of life and not of the tree of knowledge.
Yeah, amen.
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 Appreciated, I guess, messages from the winter training, which one of the brothers had shared that, you know, God's focus wasn't that he told the children of Israel, don't love the world, but it was, I want to change your diet.
Yeah.
And so that's something I really appreciate. I appreciate what Lily was sharing earlier. Just, you know, our constitution is just so Egyptian in so many ways. But here, if we just thought of, we can't love the world, we think of it that way. It's
right.
Super hard, almost impossible, it feels.
Yeah.
But changing our diet, that's something that we can do on a daily basis, right? Moment by moment, we choose what we want to eat. And so I just really appreciated the picture of manna and how that's very practical for us today. It's something that we need to do daily. Not something that we do once a week on Lord's Day. We're like, okay, we're here. We presented ourselves.
Yeah.
And we're eating. But we can't eat once for the rest of the week. Physically, that's not sustainable. But also spiritually, that's not sustainable. But I feel like a lot of times for myself, I think, oh, you know, if I eat a little bit more today, I don't have to eat as much tomorrow. But that's not really how that works. And so even with manna, like, if they try to save it, it would go bad for the next day. So they couldn't, it was just so mysterious to manna. And so, even in this way, I just appreciated what the sister just shared, was just, you know, we need to do this ourselves. It can't be someone else collecting for us. But we need to be faithful to go before the Lord each day, to gain today's supply of food, for us to develop that personal relationship with the Lord. And that's the only way that slowly through our eating, that our diet is changed. And so, the love for the world is just not there as it was before. You know, you just see there's something better that's out here. And the more that we stay on top of it, the more it's easier to just stay with it. You know, like if you have a routine, it's easier just to continue on and not to get derailed. So I just appreciate, you know, we're all in this together. We encourage each other. We can't eat for each other, but we can encourage each other to eat up the right food.
Amen.
I was touched this week that the Lord's word in John 5 is that I am the bread of life, this phrase. I was touched this week that how hungry am I to eat this one? You know,
Amen.
He came specifically. I think from this week we saw that he went through a process, and he said, "I am the bread of life."
Amen.
But I was touched upon by the Lord. You know, am I hungry to eat this bread of life?
Amen.
And then that's first. And then second, even if I eat of this bread, the verse in John 5, it says, "And you shall live," right? "He who eats me, he also shall live because of me."
Amen.
And I was, again, convicted. You know, I eat the Lord, okay, but do I live because of the Lord?
Amen.
But anyways, I was touched that actually in these, you know, simple phrases, there's just a lot of light. And then it's not for us to be introspective. You know, sometimes I fall into introspection. But really, I think this point I was touched this week is that, you know, the Lord is the bread of life.
Amen.
As long as we eat of Him, we are open to this word, He enters into us. And then He can be assimilated and digested by us.
Amen.
But we need to say amen to this word. To whatever we have eaten, you know, to whatever, maybe just a little bit. But as long as we are open to the word, He can get into us. And a little bit of
Amen.
Change will take place in our being. Since we have to believe this. You know, He is changing our diet. If we eat of Him, we will live because of Him. Amen. Second, I was another point I was touched by this week is that God's heart, as many shared, is that He will change our diet. We see this actually in all throughout the Bible, right? He wants to enter into us as we need to partake of Him as the tree of life. In the beginning of the Bible, we see in the context of Exodus, you know, there's the need. Actually, I was touched by the Passover lamb. The lamb was slaughtered, right?
Amen.
But we had to eat of this lamb.
Amen.
That was the charge of God to the chosen Israelites. And then eventually, in the wilderness, yes, there's the need to eat the manna. And in Revelation, there's actually, as a reward to the overcomers, there's one specific reward is actually that some will eat of the hidden manna. So God's heart really is that we will enjoy this one by eating Him. And He came as the bread of life so that we may partake of Him as food.
Amen.
This is His heart towards us, and this is what He really desires to do. He will give Himself to us. I enjoy what Lily shared. As we eat of Him, He comes into us. Himself as life being constituted into us is His blessing, is His reward to us.
Amen.
And that is what will constitute, what will accomplish God's purpose.
Amen.
That's how He can get His expression.
Amen.
So I think, but to do this, right, we need to deal with the Word. I think the brother sharing this message that when we come to the Word, first, we are hungry. Second, when we take in the Word, we need to be open and let this Word shine on us and deal with us to take away everything that's not of Him so that He can really constitute Himself into us. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
He can be assimilated and be digested by into us so that we can become His expression.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I was very touched by brothers and sisters sharing. This week when I read John 6, I was very touched, and I think it's, you know, there are very many details. John 6:49, it says that your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. And then 51, it says that I'm the living bread which came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread which I will give
is my flesh. So his bread becomes flesh, given for the life of the world. And then it's interesting that I shared with Carol this morning, and the Jews, they were asking, they said, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? And I feel that, you know, of course, later on, Jews, they did not believe. But I think we all need to come to the Lord and ask the Lord, how can we eat you, Lord? This is really not something we can understand. And then 53, Jesus therefore said to them, actually Lord Jesus replied to them, right? He said, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life, in yourselves. And John 6:55, it says that for my flesh is true food and the blood is true drink. Amen. And 63, it says that it is the spirit who gives life. Amen. The flesh profits nothing, which means that the Lord really did not say that we need to eat his physical body. He actually became the life-giving spirit. So the word he has given to us, we really need to get into his word. So I just want to follow what John shared. I really feel that, you know, it is really about whether we are hungry and whether we have good digestion. I think in the message, Brother said much about digestion. And I actually asked myself, you know, actually in the past years, I don't want to say I'm a very organized person, but sometimes, you know, I'm pretty religious. I kind of like, okay, so this year, this is the beginning of the year, I want to read the Bible once a year. So I just make sure, you know, I don't miss anything. And then after I read, I just check. But actually, if you look at manna, actually during the winter training, Brother mentioned about, actually John mentioned about that, the golden pot. Actually, only the manna in the golden pot, that will last forever. So, you know, like every day we eat in the wilderness, so we still, you know, like we don't feel hungry anymore, but actually spiritually we are still hungry because we actually did not digest well. So, you know, this year I really pray to the Lord. Lord, you know, I think brothers mentioned about this. We need to allow the Lord to deal with us, deal with our natural being. You yeah. know, I think that if we don't spend time with the Lord after we read the Bible, actually the Lord is not, you know, connecting with us. We are not fellowshipping with him. We really hope that, you know, I hope that this year I will have really some solid time with the Lord and allow him to deal with me, deal with my natural being, allow him to talk to me and pray that I'm hungry for his word.
Yeah, at first I wasn't sure what I was going to share from this week, but I was just so touched by everyone sharing, that especially with the verse 6:55, the Lord's flesh is our true food, and his blood is our true drink. I just really appreciate, you know, how even just the realization brought out that when the children of Israel, right, you know, they were, by constitution, they were very Egyptian, right, even after they left Egypt. But the Lord's way of dealing with that was not telling them to dislike their Egyptian elements right. or the world, but it was by taking care of their diet, right? The Lord was their manna, and he was the rock following them, and he was the living water that they could drink of. But, you know, I think even just this connects to the fact, you know, this past semester in the campus meeting, we were reading Exodus, right? And there was a reflection question asking, when does something in our life become Egyptian, right? And, you know, in our human living, we are inevitably involved in many things, right? You know, we could be, like, in school, or we're working, or even we're looking for a job, right? But, you know, it's really, I think the matter is just, like, when the situation becomes Egyptian, right? It becomes the center of our living. And even the fact that we just start eating of that thing or situation, right? But the Lord, you know, praise the Lord, you know, His way of dealing with this is that we take care of our diet, right? That we take care of our eating, right? Our intake of the Lord Himself. And even just, I remember our sister brought out, you know, that naturally sometimes we like to deal with this in a natural way, right? Like, we want to empty ourselves from our own effort. And I was kind of like that one point too, but actually this is impossible, right? Actually, the way to deal with this is that the Lord wants us to eat and drink of Him. And when we take Him in, you know, naturally we will be emptied out and we will be filled with Him. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Share first this conclusion, but anyone feel want to follow me, feel okay,
amen.
Don't worry about it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Really praise the Lord for a new year, 2025.
Amen.
You know, in 1957, January, you know, Brother Lee have a message. That message is kept in the book, the God's Me and God's Goal, right? And that message is called the Significance of New Year. I think many of us may read even multiple times, but I think that that message is always speak very freshly to us. If we, especially at the beginning or the turning of the year, we review that message, I think it will be very helpful for us. And in that message, I think Brother Lee has a strong burden. He would like brothers and sisters to know, you know, we don't want to only experience the change of a calendar year without experience a new spiritual year. And how we can have a new spiritual year is that every new beginning, no matter it's days, months, or years, that we all need to touch God.
Amen.
Because God is the newness.
Amen.
Whenever we meet God, we will have a new beginning.
Amen.
And every new beginning, God gives us a new opportunity. So this new beginning of 2025, that God give us a very great, big, new opportunity.
Amen.
For us to eat of Him, to experience and enjoy Him.
Amen.
So I think this year is still new. You know, if we haven't have this dealing with the Lord, you know, open ourselves to meet God, to be touched by Him, we still have time. We should do it.
Amen.
So, and we very often we have this New Year resolution, right? We before the Lord, we have some kind of consecration. He hope this new year we can have a new beginning in this or in that. But I think this year the Lord really give us a reminding. Then no matter what resolution we have, the most important is our eating of Him. Everything depends on our eating of Him. Whatever our hope is, our expectation is, if we don't have proper eating of Him, everything will be in vain. Everything cannot be accomplished. Only when we establish such a healthy diet, then everything will naturally come out of this, our eating of Him, and we will receive the blessing from the Lord. So I would really want to use this opportunity to encourage every one of us again, right? We come before the Lord and allow Him to deal with us, especially deal with us about our eating. Everyone, we are in different situation. This past Friday, in our small group, we are reading John 5. And in John 5, we see there's an impotent person was sick for 38 years. And that means, I was sharing in that meeting that we ourselves sometimes have that kind of experience. We stuck in some situation for a long time, right? And could be 38 years, could be 1 year, 2 years, or could be a month or a week. We are remain in a situation we cannot come out of there. But the Lord is always willing to save us from that situation. It just depends on whether we are willing to open to Him. We are willing to take His word and believe it and follow, you know, His instruction, and we will be saved out of our situation. I don't know whether you have any situation right now you feel you stuck, and especially stuck in our enjoyment of Him. You know, maybe it's the struggling that you would like to come to the Word every day, every morning, but you just cannot. You fail in this, right? But, you know, that need us at using this opportunity to come to the Lord and open ourselves to Him, allow Him to deal with our inward being, and give this to Him, and He will, as long as we trust in Him, He is faithful. He will work this out for us.
Amen.
You probably already have this habit, right? Enjoy come to read the Word every day, but you feel you are not really, you are lacking the real enjoyment. And we also need to bring this to before the Lord. Right? So this eating, in a sense, is very personal. Everyone is different.
Amen.
Only you and the Lord know your situation. No one can give standard kind of suggestion to you. Oh, you need to wake up at what time, spend how many minutes. Maybe for some, 5 minutes is good enough, right? Maybe for you, it's 20 minutes or even 1 hour. And maybe the problem is not the length of time. It's whether you know how to exercise your spirit to take in the Word.
Amen.
And that is also, you know, we need to bring this before the Lord. I'll just give you a testimony. I think I still learning, you know. Some years ago, I think it's also around New Year. And toward the end of the year, I purchased a coffee machine. New. So I think I did in January 1st. I decided to use it in the morning, and I have a new pack of coffee beans. So in the morning I wake up, I hurry to looking for my coffee beans, and I look all over everywhere. I just couldn't find it. I remember I put it in one of the shelves, and I go went there to find. Just couldn't find it. And then the Lord gave me a feeling that you should come to me first to enjoy the word, the morning revival. So I, with a little bit reluctant, I sit down and enjoy the morning revival. But after finished enjoying that, and I was satisfied, and I go back to find the coffee bean again. And right away, I found it. Exactly the first place I remember where I put. It's right there. But when I, before I enjoyed the word, I went there, I just couldn't find it. So, praise the Lord. I think, you know, I think that incident, the Lord really spoke to me very subjectively. You know, that's supposed, your enjoyment of me should be go before everything. That should be your priority every morning.
Amen.
And I'm still living. I'm still learning. Sometimes I still, you know, when I wake up, I'm trying to do something else. But I think this experience always remind me, you know, that the Lord wants us to give the best to Him every morning. And I hope I will pray for, we can pray for one another this new year, 2025. We all have a new beginning in our eating, enjoying the Word of God.
Amen.
Not only the letter, but also the Word as the Spirit.
Amen.
And I also want to add, encourage everyone, not only our personal enjoyment of the Word. This Tuesday, our first corporate prayer meeting here, 8 o'clock. Let's all come here. You know, that's we have to, you know, cooperate with the Lord in the prayer ministry of the church. I think that will not only give us individually, we can have a new beginning in the Lord. Corporately, we also want to give the Lord a way that we can have a strong advance in 2025. Amen. In the church in Piscataway. Amen.
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 Touching you.
Amen.
How simple this is.
Amen.
You can do this again and again.
Amen.
This is our prayer, Lord.
Amen.
May we would all, I'll touch you, Lord.
Amen.
Again and again.
Amen.
That's right. Yes, Lord, grant us a new beginning this year.
Amen.
Lord, you know each and every one of our situations.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, may we just invite you in.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, may you bring us onto higher ground this year.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, in our pursuit of you.
Amen.
Lord, we come to you first in all things.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, we want to open ourselves. Oh, Lord, we want to invite you in. Oh, Lord, do change our diet.
Amen.
Change our appetite. We give this new year to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, you are so
Amen.
Faithful.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, just draw us near you.
Amen.
We give everyone
Amen.
To you. Oh, Lord, have mercy on us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we give this new year to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, grow more
Amen.
In us.
Amen.
Lord, we give this new year to you.
Amen.
Lord, grow more in each one of us.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, bring spiritual appetite.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen that we need.
Amen.
We will come before you.
Amen.
Open to you.
Amen.
As wide as we know how.
Amen.
And as for.
Amen.
So that you may have a way to constitute yourself into us.
Amen.
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 Thank you for this new year.
Amen.
Thank you for our new beginning.
Amen.
Thank you we can eat you and live because of you.
Amen.
Cause us to really take in your word.
Amen.
To learn to exercise our spirit in touching the word.
Amen.
We like to learn how to eat you day by day.
Amen.
Lord, just such a normal way.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. You're giving your very self to us.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we give you this new year.
Amen.
We open ourselves to you.
Amen.
So we can experience and enjoy you more.
Amen.
By eating of you.
Amen.
Lord, keep us.
Amen.
We trust in your faithfulness.
Amen.
Lord, we want to, impart more of yourself into us.
Amen.
By cooperating with you.
Amen.
Every day, every morning.
Amen.
To enjoy you.
Amen.
We'll be satisfied.
Amen.
And your economy will be fulfilled.
Amen.
Lord, we consecrate ourselves again to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, this new year.
Amen.
We can advance.
Amen.
In our dying.
Amen.
Our diet.
Amen.
Our eating with you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
One more thing that probably I would like to suggest, if we really have problem eating ourselves, find a companion. Ping and I, this year, for the first time, we start a morning revival together. For so many years, we always, we never have morning revival together. We either have by ourselves or with other companions. But this year, we have morning revival with each other. And if you are struggling with your morning time, maybe that's a good way that we can find companions.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Matt.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah, this is
Okay. You're in the hospital.
I know.
And you go out the portal to the hospital.
Moana is the best of
movie
ever.
Yeah, she's awesome. I really like Moana.
Come on. go. There you go. All right, here we go. Don't touch it. Goalie.